Hi, how are you? I'm Richard Louie at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and we've got a look now at what's happening down the news for you. Voters in Oregon and Kentucky, they're weighing in tomorrow on who should be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. And polls, well, they show Barack Obama leading Hillary Clinton in Oregon. Clinton's expected to do very well in Kentucky. She says she will remain in the race until the final primary, but most pundits feel her chances of catching Obama at this moment virtually impossible. Former Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee coming out and saying he wants to be Senator John McCain's running mate. And in an interview yesterday, the former Arkansas governor says it will be up to McCain to decide what's best for his candidacy. Senator Ted Kennedy appears to be out of, quote, immediate danger after suffering a seizure during the weekend. Doctors say he'll undergo tests during the next couple of days, but preliminary tests show he did not suffer a stroke. The Massachusetts Democrat was rushed to the hospital Saturday morning. Well, firefighters battling a raging wildfire in Florida's Everglades now have about a third of it contained. But just look at that. They're concerned here about a protected species of bird as well, whose only home is in the glade, 36,000 acres of the wetlands have burned already. The fire has sent a haze of smoke across parts of South Florida. It took a prince to loosen Iron Man's grip on the box office. The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, debuted at number one this weekend, taking in nearly 57 million smackers. Iron Man slipped to second, falling to the sword, I guess. But they will both likely give way to Indiana Jones by next weekend. The Archaeologist and Adventurer returns to U.S. silver screens Thursday in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull after decades. Can he still walk? Those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.